SRN News, I'm John Scott. A senior Russian official says the Azerbaijani plane that crashed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday was not able to land in Grozny, its chosen destination.
The head of Russia's state aviation agency, Dmitry Yadrov, says airspace was shut down over the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus at the time the Azerbaijani plane that later crashed in Kazakhstan tried to land. Yadrov adds that authorities had shut down the airspace following attacks by Ukrainian drones on Grozny and Vladikavkaz. Yadrov says the Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 made two unsuccessful attempts to land in Grozny before a decision was made to fly to Ukhtar in Kazakhstan across the Caspian Sea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez asking a federal judge to delay his end of January sentencing on bribery charges, saying his family would suffer a tremendous emotional toll if the New Jersey Democrat was sentenced during his wife's trial. The 70-year-old Menendez was convicted in July. His wife, whose trial was postponed when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, faces much of the same evidence as her husband. Two Canadian cabinet ministers have been in Palm Beach for talks with members of the incoming Trump team.
The discussions, focusing on border security and trade, come as President-elect Trump threatens to impose tariffs on all Canadian products. Mr. Trump threatens sweeping tariffs if Canada does not stem a flow of migrants and drugs into the United States. The Canadian delegation consists of the country's foreign minister and its finance minister. Incoming border czar Tom Homan is among the Trump officials involved in the talks. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Dow dropping 503 points, the Nasdaq 424 in the red. This is SRN News. The biggest countries on earth have a problem.
They are amongst the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. That's the conclusion of a new study by the Pew Research Center, which places China and India, with their combined population of 2.8 billion people, on a list of nations where being a Christian is positively dangerous to your health. Indonesia and Pakistan, the fourth and fifth largest by population, are also noted persecutors of believers under their mostly Muslim governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he's nominating the leader of the advocacy group Catholic Vote to be the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. Brian Birch and his wife Sarah have 9 children and live in the Chicago suburbs. Birch said on social media that as ambassador, he would promote the dignity of all people and the common good. AP Votecast reveals that 22% of Americans identify as Catholic. This is SRN News. New Hampshire Democrat Congresswoman Annie Custer is leaving Congress with the goal of opening doors for a younger generation in leadership. Bernie Bennett reports.
Custer told the Boston Globe in a report published Thursday about her decision not to seek re-election. Quote, I think there are colleagues, and some of whom are still very successful and very productive, but others who just stay forever. I'm trying to set a better example. Her decision not to seek re-election was made public in March as concerns mounted about President Biden's age and his own re-election bid. Custer said at the time she wasn't sure that Biden could beat President-elect Donald Trump. Despite Democrats' loss in the presidential election, Custer will be replaced by Democrat Maggie Goodlander in Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The death of an Oregon house cat from bird flu and a pet food recall raising questions about how people can protect their pets. Cats seem more susceptible than dogs to the bird flu virus. The best advice for pet owners is to avoid feeding animals raw protein. More details at SRNnews.com.